What day is this going to be coming out? Are we a day late? I think we're a day
late.
We're a day late.
Sorry.
And a dollar short.
Sorry, guys. We were down at the league meetings, and we were at Raw, where we got, goddamn, I just got the worst headache.
No.
I mean, we're just talking lickety split.
Why don't you have yourself
instant. Ear.
Can I recommend a Fudge Stripe Mini to cure you?
That will help.
In a Sprite Zero, perhaps?
Well, I'm going to take a nice sip of the Sprite Zero.
Have you had enough water? Have you had enough water the last few days?
Yes, I've been banging waters.
Okay.
Coach Yost is having a what?
What, a Fudge Stripe Mini and maybe an ice cold sip of Sprite Zero Sugar? How's everybody doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic.
I'd say the crew is at a good mindset
great
into this episode.
Look at your hero.
Look at what you've done, brother.
Look at her.
Look at him.
Look at your son, Mama Rose.
Who's in charge of the lights?
Yeah, may turn the lights on.
You want
but
them
also
on?
Sometimes
that might be extra headache.
Yeah, no,
that'll add to the headaches.
We've been going off of late.
Let's keep them off then, because we've been hot.
It's kind of like a cashmere.
Yeah, well, Bill complained. He was like, "Turn on the lights," and then I said, "No,
don't listen to Bill."
That was gobsmacked.
Don't.
By Bill.
That might be a little too much.
Yeah. Now it looks bad.
It's too dark.
Now it looks terrible.
It was a bad move. Whoever did that.
Yeah. Maybe even a little more. There you go.
Okay.
Boom. That's much better. Shogun on Disney Plus, boys. Turn the lights back on. Shogun.
Come on.
Shogun
Come
on Disney Plus, huh, boys?
I am two episodes behind. Nick said the most recent episode kind of stunk.
It was no action. It was a backfill story.
Nick, that's not you.
I want to step up with the one. I want to apologize.
Okay, go ahead.
I did not eat sushi yesterday, and every time I eat sushi,
maybe that's
it's
why.
Good.
Maybe that's why Zeke. It wasn't that
what?
Great.
Zeke. Wait, have I watched this? Is this the... What? So this came out yesterday?
This is the newest episode, Bruce.
Yes.
It came out yesterday.
You watch a day of?
I did, yeah.
Wow, so I got an episode tonight. And
why
you said
wouldn't
it stinks.
I just said it's my favorite show I've watched in the last 5 years.
Doesn't it come
why
out at 10
I?
O'clock?
No, so we haven't gotten to the war.
Not on Hulu.
No, yeah. It's in the morning. I usually watch it Tuesday morning.
Usually it's 9.
You can watch it on FX.
Yeah.
Connor's watching it on Disney Plus, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that just happened today.
Yeah, soon.
Oh, nice. Well,
Hulu and Disney Plus combined today.
Boom! Suck it!
Never mind.
All of you said it could not be done. All of you fools who told me to download Hulu. I don't have to, bitch.
So is Hulu as an app just gone?
No, it's still there.
Just on Disney now, the shows pop up, which means I get to watch The Bear in June, and I wasn't going to be able to.
That's huge.
I am so juiced about this. I don't know if there's another guy in America who's as happy as me about this. I'm dead serious.
And you know what? I don't doubt it.
I don't doubt it.
Does anybody have anything to say or to get off their chest?
Anybody got words?
Before we get it, because Tony said, "Hey, this pod fod is basically
loaded,
leaking,
leaking
oil because it's so full,
leaking
sewage,
leaking sewage, which actually
not good.
I think I'm good. I don't have any.
I've been cooking."
What?
You guys want to hear about that?
No, we don't.
Go ahead.
To the scene. I wish you could. I wish everyone could sit where I was for that.
That was a Schulte call. You guys want to hear about?
Going to hear top 30 of what have you been cooking, Bruce?
So I made a homemade from pretty much from scratch vodka sauce for the first time. Made some spicy rigatoni.
Como se dice pretty much from scratch. Did you open a can?
Yeah, like tomato paste, the whole deal. Like
last night?
No, a few nights back.
Sunday night? You had a Sunday night sauce?
Sunday sauce?
I did do it on Sunday. I made a Sunday sauce.
I love
probably could have used a little bit more pasta water to get the consistency
sure.
where you need it to be.
Gump, you're right.
But I was a little scared. Too much heavy cream. And then I also did taco night.
When was that? Saturday or
no? That was I think last week. One of the nights. And I burnt the meat.
So it looks like McDonald's and Krispy Kreme are joining together here. Wow, there it is.
Yeah, Bruce, I'm gonna act like you didn't say anything, and we're just gonna move on.
We're gonna cut that out.
You know
what's wrong with cooking? It's an adventure.
Nope. We need to hear the people's thoughts on Brucey Banks back.
You know what I will? You know what I will say that has way more legs than I thought it would was when we had the little poop chart up, let you know what kind of poop.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it nonstop.
We've been talking about it, like every time you go take a bump, like, dude, just had a couple fucking hot dogs and a couple hot steaks.
Okay, so the day after, you know how I was saying, boy, I've been, I don't know, what was it, banana pudding or whatever?
Confetti.
And you guys were talking shit on rabbit pellets or whatever.
Yeah.
I had a few. Loved it.
No, you're fucking nuts. Dude.
You haven't had a hot dog in a while, then.
No, that's what I mean. I haven't. So, any sort of hardness at all was just a
dude.
Well, yeah, eating rocks is better than eating your poop, problem. But it doesn't mean it's good. It still stinks.
Just to see any shape,
we got to see some consistency.
Dude, I was so constipated this morning and had to fucking poop so bad. I said it out here before we started the show. I almost had like a brain aneurysm trying to get this dump out, and I was like, "That's definitely a 9-inch loss."
A caterpillar for you, bro.
Not a caterpillar. It is.
You shouldn't look at it again. This one's a much grosser chart.
And this is also the British stool
like
chart.
This one.
This one
makes me
uncomfortable.
Sausage shapes, okay. Cracks on the surface.
They're all sausage.
Lumpy sausage.
So you guys can see my happiness when I've been dealing. I've been dealing with seven for months. And I finally got a one.
So you don't even get fluffy pieces with ragged edges and mushy?
No, it's normally a seven.
I'm not looking.
No, you can't even. I mean, it looks
not as fun.
It looks like
I would pay.
It looks like calamari.
So much money for a three.
Dude, I actually decent amount.
Down, goddamn.
A decent amount. I will have the sausage shaped, but with cracks.
Can we get more of a cartoony version?
Can we just get the outline shadows again, please?
Yeah, we need the hot dogs
with the face on it.
But I will say, I had a dump after the show, and it was absolutely immaculate. We're talking a freaking baker's dozen of ballpark franks in there.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Jesus
Boom.
Christ.
12 hot dogs, baby.
13
jumbo ballpark franks.
One way. That's not better. That's worse. That's worse.
I'm not showing this. This is
entire.
Thank you. Well, we can see it.
Yeah, Zeke's just loving it.
I can't.
Okay.
It's fucking poop.
McDonald's.
Poop is so gross.
They're going to put the
it's
McMuffin.
So gross.
They're going to glaze the McMuffin.
I can smell all that poop.
Yeah. I can still smell my poop from earlier.
Jesus.
Fucking embrained in my nose hairs right now. It's just cinched them.
Sure.
But anyway, look at the cool poop here with the sunglasses.
This one is better. This is much better.
This one's on the right.
So, Tony, you're type 7.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Severe diarrhea.
Liquid consistency.
Oh!
Nose.
Maybe more of a six.
What have you been eating?
I mean, the sixes look happy.
What noise does type 7 make?
That's type 7 is butt piss.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just painting the walls. Painting the walls of the toilet, my friend.
It sounds like you drank a 2 liter of Coke and then just are pissing in a urinal.
Yeah, it's basically like if I poured this Gatorade into this glass right here. Exactly.
See, what's this one with food next to it? Yeah, right there.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay. So
nice. Just a bunch of food you'll never eat again because you're comparing it to poop. Cool.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time. Shit, I'm going to have to cut Toffee Crisp out of my diet.
Oh, no. Maltzers? Fuck.
All right, enough of this.
Okay.
Enough of the porridge poops. McDonald's is selling Krispy Kreme donuts at all of its U.S. locations.
If you'd like to get fatter, here's a donut.
Yeah, by the end of 2026. Yeah, this is actually huge, though.
Yeah, who wants a Big Mac with a Krispy Kreme instead?
I do.
Yeah, sure.
Me.
Didn't we watch somebody recently? No, never mind.
What were you going to say?
They put chicken nuggets on a Big Mac.
Yeah, we know.
Fire.
Shout out Uncle Sam, yeah.
Oh, it was Uncle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uncle Sandwich.
Yeah, it was Uncle Sandwich.
I must have missed that one.
It looked fire, and I just had to, as we do most of the time, just had to tip my cap to Uncle.
Yeah. So respect.
Uncle Sam does this mean that they're going to have the fresh, like, because have you ever been to a fresh Krispy Kreme?
Fresh mozzarella?
Yeah. No, like a Krispy Kreme that actually has fresh donuts.
Oh, yeah.
That is a lot of machinery.
I'm guessing not.
So yeah.
I don't think every McDonald's in the U.S. is going to retrofit the restaurant to have a full Krispy Kreme production line.
It's going to take 2 years.
I'm assuming this is going to be.
It's possible. They got a lot of parking lot space.
They also have, until 2026.
Say goodbye to the play places.
I have a big feeling that this is going to be great at the beginning. And then the new ice cream machine that's broken is now the dono machine.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what it'll be.
Or are they going to do like the split building?
Machine's broken.
Split building approach. No,
dude, it's you mean like KFC Taco Bell?
So again, are they going to
retrofit?
Retrofit every existing McDonald's and build half of a Krispy Kreme on the other side of it? Does that seem like a plausible thing?
How about this?
No,
how about McDonald's just buys out every Krispy Kreme store?
See, that is.
And then call it like McDonald's?
That was so awesome.
That's probably what they'll do. So they have the machinery, then they just bring in the
adventure to McDonald's.
The robots.
No, I mean, if these are anything like the gas stations that just have the Krispy Kremes in them, they're going to be fire. They're fresh every day.
Yeah, no, if they get that done.
Yeah.
Hey, come fresh on. Every day.
They're not.
Yes, they are.
Mitts or the hot dogs.
Okay, I've never had a hot dog from there, but
taquitos are fire.
Whatever it's called, gas station. But they're like 69 cents after like 4 p.m. So they are.
It's because they're 6 days old.
Yeah, right. Hard as a rock.
So they,
You want to eat a hockey puck?
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
My hope is that they take the sausage McMuffin and they put it onto a Krispy Kreme little McMuffin thingy.
Donut.
Yeah, like a little
donut.
A new invention.
Don't worry, Augustus Gloop, it will.
Yeah, Bruce, it'll be okay, dude. I'm sure you'll figure out a way.
To it's not Bruce, for some reason, was just walking around the office today with a fucking couple biscuits in his hand.
Well, to be fair, that was the best biscuit that they've sent.
It was.
So you're going to take a picture of it? Or?
Shout out to them. No, I was getting my what do you call it? Paper towel, so I don't get crumbs.
His pocket full of butter.
I got a pocket
full of butter.
But this is a good move for fucking McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know,
sure, sure.
Big picture, it's a
sure.
It's the right move.
Stock is up.
Also, life expectancy is going to go down.
Hmm. What did you say?
The life expectancy is going to go down.
Yeah.
No, it's going to go up.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Next.
What do you think?
This is an all-time story. I think we've talked about this before, but just any time it comes across your desk, you gotta remind people. On the set of The Princess Bride, Andre the Giant once let out a 16-second fart and brought production to a standstill. Nobody said anything except director Rob Reiner, who said, "Are you okay, Andre?" To which Andre the Giant replied, "I am now, boss."
I am now, boss.
Yeah. I mean, does this surprise anyone? We've heard the stories of him flying commercial and taking
towels.
Taking the biggest dump ever. And
people dying.
Yeah, people being like, Jesus Christ.
He can't fit in that bathroom.
Yeah.
No chance.
Drinking multiple cases of beer and cases of wine. I mean, an elephant fart is so fully believable that I feel bad for the people who were on set that day.
Yeah, that guy down there, I forget his name.
Yeah, rumor has it actually blew the top half of
his toupee, right?
Yeah, off Wallace Shawn.
Who?
It's not fucking George Gattoni.
Whoa.
It's not Jason Alexander. That's
Wallace
Shawn.
Wait, is that guy with the squeaky voice?
Yeah. It's the blackjack dealer from Vegas Vacation. Yeah.
Little Giants.
Hey, Greg Ball.
Yeah. Okay.
Is the guy the little giants? Captain Hook?
He's not in Little Giants.
he's the Little Giants you're coach. Of,
no.
That's Rick Moranis.
Oh, how dare you.
That is Rick Moranis.
Son of a bitch.
Why can't I run the ball?
Spot on, Bruce. Holy spot on.
Was that the frit? Was that the?
No, it's the kid who puts makes himself look like he's rabid.
Yeah, Alka-Seltzer boy, the kid of the class.
It's actually his son in real life. Yeah.
Bruce has a hot balance and joy while he's got it.
Swinging it.
But just
keep swinging, seriously.
Yeah, exactly. Anytime you see something like this, you just got
to. Boys, if you get the ball,
Andre,
fucking pass it to Bruce because he's knocking him down right now.
Yeah.
Heat check.
Hot hand.
Here we go.
Bruce, take first word. We're going to get a heat check here.
Yep.
Well, someone else has to read it. I can't. Right here, bro. Can't see.
Okay, I'll read it. You get first crack at it, though. Okay.
first
this is where he misses shots. This is where he misses shots.
Chick-fil-A has announced a change in the type of chicken it serves, shifting from no antibiotics ever, nay, to no antibiotics important to human medicine.
Oh, good.
Name.
And a okay, who gives a shit about the rest? But
this sucks.
Yeah, you can't be just changing your chicken recipe overnight. Yeah.
And they did.
I'll never eat Chick-fil-A again.
No chance. I'm a Popeye's guy.
Bruce? You too, Bruce.
No, I'm gonna foul. I'm gonna foul this one off. You guys don't. We'll have to cut it.
Was that a chicken?
We can't cut the joke.
Hold on. Was that a chicken joke? Was that a pun? That you're gonna foul it off?
Oh, yeah, we can go with that.
See,
I mean, no,
this is what happens. This is what happens. You know, Bruce isn't a ISO player. He's run him off the screen.
It's equivalent to,
we got to get him open. You know, he's gulky. He's gulky.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pitcher throwing a no hitter. You can't bring it up to him.
Well, bingo.
He's a catch and shoot.
Bingo.
That right there, though, was he's sitting 3-0 dead red on a fastball, and he's slicing that thing into the fucking third base dugout. Yep. He's so late.
This
you
is
know?
Uncharacteristic of Chick-fil-A.
Well, say. Is it because, you know, for
some good take. That's a strong take.
For some reason.
Hold on. We might be back.
For some reason, my algorithm is just telling me about all the shitty foods you shouldn't be feeding your kids.
Also,
right now.
That ain't a Chick-fil-A bun.
No, it's not.
Nope. That's the whole wheat off.
The whole is, grain loser off.
No one's ever gotten.
I thought they were closed on
there's
Sunday.
There's 36 ingredients in Chick-fil-A.
Bruce still chucking up shots back
here. Yeah, I heard that one. That was a Shaq free throw, but still shot on the board.
Yep. What did you say, Tony?
There's 36 ingredients in Chick-fil-A.
God,
chicken.
I love it.
And like two of them are natural, so watch out.
This ain't good.
Just, you know.
I don't love that.
This ain't good for anybody.
It's not good.
Next. Our
Nick Sensen.
John Hinckley, who's been
Hinckley's hot right now.
Who spent decades in
prison. You want to talk about Bruce being hot.
Is this the guy that was selling out theaters for concerts?
Yeah.
Trying to.
Okay.
But of course he tried to kill, you know, President Reagan, so they kind of just said, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
He has a love offer, and it was when he
attempted to kill Reagan.
Yeah, but why is Sydney? And so today that people are being weirdos about Sydney Sweeney, it's going to be a bit much. Who's being a weirdo about Sydney Sweeney?
I don't know. You got to ask fucking Hinckley.
John Hinckley?
She's getting a little too
much Hinckley, attention. They were giving you some background.
He's saying that.
Yeah, he is saying
that. They're giving you some background that Hinckley is a fucking psycho because he tried to kill Reagan in a love offering for Jodie Foster.
Correct.
He is saying that that people are being a little bit weird with Sydney Sweeney.
Gotcha.
So it's a bit, what's the word for that? Hypocritical?
Yes.
You could say that. Yes. I mean, so... What, it's now it's just frowned upon for normal Americans to water at the mouth when they see Sydney Sweeney's boobs?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, Hinckley's not acting like he was, you know, jerking his gergen every other minute to Jodie Foster. Now what? He's pointing fingers
at
people.
How many times
did
he watch Alien?
Oh, Tony, that's Sigourney Weaver.
Where she fucking does one of these?
Are you talking about fucking Jamie Lee Curtis and True Lies?
No, he's talking about Sharon Stone.
Oh,
Stoner Vat.
Very hot. Okay, gotcha.
What movie was that?
Basic Instinct.
Yes, there it is.
I mean, if anything, he probably watched True Detective and just went off. Probably moved to Alaska.
Does Hinckley have a podcast? Where are we getting all this shit from Hinckley
right Twitter.
Now?
He's got a Twitter. He follows nobody. He's got like 60,000 followers.
Yeah.
And he posts his paintings. And, yeah, I think we got it right here. Yeah, this is...
I don't know if I can go down.
What do you mean?
This guy's a talent. That's
well, don't
good.
Do it on air. Well,
don't do it on air. Whoa.
It's a painting. It's art.
Oh, not everyone's thinking of Sydney Sweeney, huh?
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
John.
Okay, John.
This fucking guy.
Great artist.
All right.
Mama. We should buy that for AJ.
We should.
I mean, Jesus what's, Christ, this guy.
Where can you buy this? What's your name, Seat?
He sold it on eBay. Yeah, there
it is. You call it Seat? Seat.
Hey, Seat.
Check it out, Seat.
It's gone.
How much? Mm. Oh, it's gone?
Yeah, obviously.
Well, I guess
630 that. Items sold. Okay. This guy is moving product.
Yeah. Putting out finger paintings every day.
Yeah, and apparently on that day it was just like, you know what? I think the boob should be blue.
Green hair.
Yeah.
Blue boobs.
Yeah, I've had enough out of this guy.
Yeah.
Just shut your fucking mouth, pal.
America's sweetheart, you're talking
about.
That's
right. Next. Yeah, I saw this. I didn't really know that this was a thing. The Will Smith-fronted zombie survival video game Undawn has bombed, according to a new report. Anyone look into this?
Never even heard of this game.
I did look into it for that very reason, and that was what everybody said. Well, maybe it bombed because no one ever fucking heard of it. And I tend to agree, but you know, if you're paying money to put Will in your game, like there's a lot you could capitalize off of marketing wise. And
also,
not a peep.
Anniversary.
No, nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, to be fair, Left 4 Dead is like the greatest zombie video game ever.
The front of Undawn,
aside from like Call of Duty,
looks like the cover of Lone Survivor.
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend.
There you go.
Is it I Am Legend based?
No, it doesn't look like it.
See, that's what they should do.
Is this an MMORPG?
Yeah, it is a mobile RPG.
Okay.
Speaking of Rise of the Ronin.
Yeah, I was going to say. I want to hear about
Rise
this.
Rise of the Ronin. Me and Nick are playing it right now.
No, there's the game.
It's fucking great. The customization of the character, too.
How big of a file are we talking here?
Ooh, I don't know. I forget. Pretty big.
100 plus
close.
Gigs.
Check right now.
Close. I want to say 90.
It's a big game. For sure.
I definitely had to uninstall.
What's it called? Rise of the Roman?
Ronin.
Ronin.
Oh, like Ronin the Destroyer?
Bingo.
Like
Conan?
Like sheep's wool? Like lanolin? Hmm? No, it's like Shogun.
Oh, Shogun.
Shogun.
It is so Shogun. Sick. It really is.
It's basically,
you get to play the
they just
most
looked at Assassin's Creed and they're like, make that, but in 1800s in Japan.
Oh, so it is Shogun.
Oh, yeah.
It is... It's just like Ghost of Tsushima, game-wise, yeah.
Is like it like
the way,
sick?
The way the game...
Yeah, like I cut off so many guys' heads.
So many heads.
With...
Just rolling around.
Saber. Are you a samurai? Oh, saber.
Well, you pick up weapons. You like, right now, saber. I'm rolling with a saber.
You can use...
Light saber?
Yeah.
You can use a saber. You can use an uruche.
Ooh, which I like is that.
Just a big sword. Just a big fucking...
Why
long
does PlayStation
sword.
Get
like the mountain?
96.
Tried to tell you, dude.
96 gigs.
96 gigs. Try to tell you, buy a fucking PS5. And
what
you,
is Microsoft doing, bro?
It's the best system. They don't give a fuck about the Xbox anymore. They just don't. And
to feel so abandoned.
To be fair about the games, there are no more games that are like, you know, Xbox exclusive. That is kind of strictly
You're a bird?
Strictly PlayStation thing, yeah.
You're a bird?
You can be...
I have not gotten to this part.
That's a glider. Oh, you can glide alert, like Jesus. A bird.
It's pretty sweet.
No, that's great news.
It looks
now
like
I got
Assassin's
something to
Creed.
Play for. It's just like Creed. It's like Creed. It's like Ghost of Tsushima, which has been that was one of my favorite videos. I think after Rise of the Ronin, you like it this much, you should play Ghost of Tsushima.
We'll see. It's a fucking investment here. I'm mowing through feudal townships. Okay, like,
yeah.
There's a lot of work being put.
Yeah, so Ghost is the same thing.
That is the one thing that kind of makes me think I may not want to buy it because I just don't know if I have the time to fucking.
Well, the show just came out.
Exactly. Shigen?
The show.
Oh, MLB.
The Bay Ball game.
Bay Ball. B-E-I Ball.
And I play a lot of the Bay Ball game.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting that next. I actually been getting back into 2K.
Really?
Yeah, Jim Jumper's back.
Okay.
Looking for Jumper. A second
Are
year.
Are you the World Heavyweight Champion yet?
Yeah, we won it my rookie year, and I won MVP.
Nice.
Wow.
What do you think I said?
I did.
Are you talking about WWE 2K24?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not in the game.
But the game's out.
Yes, the game is out.
You haven't played it yet.
You bought it.
I'm going to time it up.
You told Roman that you bought it.
I did. I'm going to time it. I'm going to start playing it.
Did you lie?
No. I'm going to start playing it when like I know I'm going to play it for a while, and that won't be until...
I don't know if you know this. Right now is the road to WrestleMania.
I am aware. Not my road.
Yeah, his road can start. He bought the game. He can do whatever he wants. Trouble Chief said so.
Yeah. You haven't even started your story.
Bingo. No. I need to see what happens with a couple other stores.
I'm back on tour. PGA Tour.
Nice.
Kicking people's ass on live. G-Men 39, come get some, boys.
I love that game, too.
That's great.
All right, shout out G-Men 39 next. This is an all-time. Skinny Rock with hair is wild-looking. Obviously, people saying, what is Coach Eric Spoelstra of the Miami Heat doing?
Yeah.
At this?
So good.
I mean, this is nuts.
I don't like that Hollywood, because he told on our show. That he said Hollywood said, hey, you got to lean down. I do not like that Hollywood tried to do this to
Rock. What role was this?
What did he
post,
do?
Walking
this mummy?
Tall?
This mummy?
This looks like maybe Gridiron Gang.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gridiron Gang was a banger.
I like how the trooper directly to the right of him, it looks like his hat's huge.
It does, because the balloon is the black balloon.
Yeah, it looks like his hat.
Look at me.
Looks fucking huge.
Yeah, like a
trooper to the left of him. Kind of reminds me of Gru.
I got eight cousins who look exactly like that. Eight of them.
He does have a Boston look to him, doesn't
he? Yeah, he does.
Hey, Dewey, nice fucking hair.
Yeah, that's exactly
I'm
what
glad
he said.
I'm glad this went away.
Pretty good.
Just came with you. You look good.
You know, I used to play defensive line like you. I remember. People don't remember. I remember. Before you were The Rock.
Do you think The Rock looks at this picture and was just like, what have I done?
I think he looks at it and he's like, the least
look
amount
at you
of mana.
Now.
Look at the you. Least amount of mana I ever had.
Yeah.
And look at you now, brother.
You made it out of the bad mana, the low mana lives that you had.
Brother.
Brother.
Brother. That was an all-time pop on Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
All-time.
Yeah.
It was loud. Very loud.
Very loud.
Almost as loud as when Mommy came out.
No, oh, almost.
Mama. And when they chanted CM Punk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mama.
And when CM the man Punk. Becky Lynch came out.
Mm-hmm.
CM Punk got a big pop at the Blackhawks game last night.
He did.
That's Punk, baby.
That's Punk.
With
that's
WWE Punk. Superstar Jackie Redmond.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And?
One more.
Who else?
Mr.
Yeet himself.
The Yeet man himself.
Talk about being over.
Yeah.
First hockey game he's ever been to.
He was over there, too. Not he's the over, last. That man's over everywhere. Mm-hmm. Next. We'll be having sex with robots in the next 10 years. And this was apparently on October 1st, 2015. And some guy said, nine months left, everybody. So he's looking forward to it.
Yeah, this guy's pumped.
I mean, we have.
He had notifications on this tweet.
Bruce, have we started having sex with robots yet?
Korea.
You two? You two been hanging out?
That was the informal we.
Okay.
Not so Bruce been cooking dinners for.
Well, no. Yeah.
If, spicing it up.
Because I thought it was
I 85. I do believe there are
robot good. Fuckers that walk among us. Yes.
Is that who you've been cooking dinner for?
No.
Answer the question.
I do believe there may be some robot fuckers.
How you like the vodka pasta? Beep, boop, beep, boop.
Wouldn't you know? Brucey bopping robots, huh?
It's taco night.
Brucey bops.
Yeah, it is. Taco night also pretty weird thing to do alone, I will say.
Yeah, that's why you bought a robot. The fuck, you weirdo?
Put it in me, Bruce.
But we've had articles on here that people are having sex with robots.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah. The gripe I have with this picture especially is
look at Ava Mendez.
Look at the cans on that thing. You think she's only able to have sex with a robot? I don't think so.
Yeah, and why? When would it ever be a male robot? It's gonna be all female robots, most likely.
I do think there would be a bit of a gender reversal if you were to poll everybody.
Yeah, this might be a 90-10
who's Nick. Banging who.
I don't know, Nick. Which race, or not race, which, what is that called?
Gender.
Thank you, Mitt. Jesus Christ, I'm done.
Orientation.
Mitt filling words for you.
Yeah. I did not fuck her. I think this guy said that.
Which gender uses more sex toys? I believe it's female, so maybe they would be the first to have sex with robots.
Yeah, because as most fucking shrimp dicks can't get the ladies off. That's why.
Tell that to Bruce. He's got 8 different pocket pussies.
See, who was the who's the Sibian? Who's the Sibian for? Yeah, but who wrote it? Men or women?
Oh, women.
Yeah, didn't Baba Booey hop on there?
I'll show you how to do it.
I think, what's his name, dude?
Beat?
Yeah.
I don't know if Beat ever did.
Beat's going to beat your ass.
He will.
Speaking of, do you see how fucking awesome what's his name looks in the new trailer for Beetlejuice?
Keaton?
I've seen the new trailer.
Oh, boy.
It is sweet.
It's going to be good.
Look at it.
Keaton is.
Look at it.
You want to talk
about. Look what you've done, brother.
He's going to win at least a.
Look at you now.
At least a Golden Globe.
Okay. Hey, if we're talking Globes here.
Which is only for TV, right?
No. Okay. You can win a Globe for a movie. Next. Look at the cans on that thing. Sorry. this is huge. Michael Mann confirms Heat 2 will be his next film and that he is deep into pre-production.
I assume these three aren't going to be in it.
No, I believe it's either a prequel.
Obviously. obviously one of them won't be in it.
You make a valid
point.
Come on, man.
Yeah, what are we doing, man?
First Ricky Moranis, now this.
You saw Top Gun, man.
Yeah, no, but Val's not passed yet.
It's a valid question.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to be able to fucking.
He's got no voice.
Okay, all I said was I bet these three probably aren't going
to
be in it.
Okay, fair.
You did say you won't be able to see them.
Didn't one of them die? Didn't?
Ooh, Pacino's alive. De Niro took a picture with his kid the other day.
No, instead of Pacino. In Heat.
Yes. Spoiler alert if you've never seen it. Bob De Niro dies in
Who hasn't seen Heat?
I haven't seen Heat.
Really?
Grow up, Peter Pan.
I don't think I've seen Heat.
Heat's so fucking good. It's good. Probably it's in good my
heat.
Top three movies of all time.
What is Heat about? I can't fucking watch it.
Basically,
Bank robber type.
Robert De Niro takes down scores, and Pacino's a fucking cop who
ain't having it.
Yeah.
Alpa, bitch.
I'm interested. I'll probably watch it.
Nah, it's too long. I don't think you have the attention span.
Oh my God, attention span. Talk about this. I had to break up Oppenheimer into two different fucking nights.
You're not the only one.
Asleep. And that movie honestly stinks.
Well,
I don't know if people here like
just
it.
Just won like 10 Academy Awards.
It won all the awards.
Yeah. I mean, people who aren't morons enjoyed it.
What stuck about it?
Well, what didn't you?
There are no boobs! Except for that one scene.
Dude, I hate movies actually that were a just couple. Jump in between fucking six different timelines, and then, like, you kind of get confused.
There's one timeline, just a couple different locations. I guess it was. No, it was.
No,
two
he flashes
times.
Back.
Fucking, two different no, he's hitting, like,
the black and white stuff versus the.
Yeah, it was
that's
two,
usually
yeah,
how you
yeah.
tell that it's.
Yep, the
two
obvious
separate.
Flashbacks.
There's two yes. timelines, yeah.
There was, like, four. Because he was talking about fucking. I don't know.
What'd you think about the boom boom?
It's okay, Mitt. You know it doesn't have timelines?
What's that?
Sports.
You're right.
You can get tickets to go to sportsgames.SeatGeek.
Yes!
Thank you to today's sponsor, SeatGeek. Best ticket app on planet Earth. And... SeatGeek is extending their $30 off promo to all event types. I said all event types. That'll be NBA, NHL, concerts, comedy, whatever.
What?
Use code PAT30 to get $30 off tickets. That's PAT30 to get $30 off tickets. Doesn't matter if you're a first-time user or not. Restrictions apply.
Okay. So, yeah. I don't know what the cast list is like. I believe Adam Driver, last I saw, was in talks to be a
okay.
young Bob De Niro.
Talking.
And then we know Driver. Exactly who should be a young Val Kilmer.
Giamatti.
I was going to say Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
Powell?
Could be.
Powell is hot in the streets. Said.
He is.
Maybe we could toss John Hamm in there.
Yes.
John
yes.
Hamm is a young yes. Pacino.
Boom. There it is. We just did.
Who was,
yeah, boom. We got a movie.
Who was the guy who went rogue? The criminal who was part of the gang and then was like.
Oh, fucking Wangro?
Yeah, Wangro.
Who would be a good Wangro at this
Jim
point?
Hattie.
Connor, actually.
Connor would be a good Wangro.
I would love to be.
You would.
I'm in.
Fucking
now?
Nail
right
this
now?
Role. Zeke, can you pull up Wangro, please?
Please pull up Wangro.
I would love
Wangro from Heat.
Yeah,
Wangro
there's an Heat, awesome please. Scene at the start of Heat
yeah.
where basically
it opens up with a bang.
Yeah, they
Wangro dies that early.
No. So they take down an armored truck mm-hmm. to start the movie. And,
a lot of gunfire
because something goes on.
That's
Wangro.
I can play that role.
He ends up shooting two of the cops because they get flashbanged and they can't hear anything. And one of the guys is just like staring at him. They go to a diner and he says, I fucking had to get it on, man. I had to get it on. And De Niro grabs his head and slams it on the diner table like 50 times. Then they go outside to kill him and he gets away. And then that's kind of how then De Niro's like,
Wangro's actually been in a lot.
I was going to say, I know this guy.
Yeah. It's yeah. Wangro,
I've
baby.
Seen.
He's now a bit of a dial.
Now he's Johnny Sins.
What else is he in?
Is he in Power?
Con Air?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Blow.
Yep.
Jeez.
Got the last couple
Hustle
things he's been, hasn't really done work.
Nuh-uh.
Sons of Anarchy? He was hench?
Yeah, he was hench.
He's Gabriel Rock in Call of Duty Ghost?
Yeah.
Oh,
dude, look
yeah.
at this.
And two episodes of Banshee,
up,
he was unbelievable in
he
Banshee.
He was unbelievable in Banshee.
Who hasn't watched Banshee yet, you son of a bitch?
You're talking to me.
I watched Anybody. Banshee.
You did?
Yeah.
It's a great show.
It is.
Unbelievable.
Is it, did it air on Stars? Gumpy's seen it.
It did.
Yeah.
No, it was on Cinemax.
It was Cinemax, actually, yeah.
Hell yeah.
But it's still good. It's still good. All right, I think we're good on Wangro's Let's go next.
How did Con Air only have 6.9?
Yeah,
don't people, trust
people
it.
Just don't get it.
Yeah,
don't trust
Jesus
it.
Oh! Christ.
This guy with the curly handlebar mustache says, we pay our gym to let us work out naked. It helps us get fitter.
I don't want to go to the gym and have to deal with your streaked, your butt cheeks. And your streaks all over the seats.
Why do they draw the line at
the
shoes?
The
shoes.
The just working out the couples working out thing in general.
Is that bone to pick?
I don't need it. you know, just get a fucking workout.
There was an episode of Seinfeld about this. You know, you think it'd be nice that your partner's always naked if they're hot.
Good naked and bad naked.
There's good naked and there's bad naked. Gym naked is a bad naked.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just working out with people in general is the worst.
Yeah. Why do you think I don't do it in the morning?
I mean,
how? Well, that's well, not working not out working with people. Out together.
We know about there's a ton of people.
We
in there.
Know each other.
Yeah, we're not fucking spawning like, each other. Yeah, that's and fucking that, doing sets together.
Yeah, that's like naked. That's like working out more so with like a football
there.
Team.
Yeah, we're just working out.
But also, you know how many guys are going to this gym seeing this girl naked and immediately beeline into the showers and just fucking hammering their grub worms.
And I bet that guy loves it.
Did anyone read this? Like, when are they getting this in?
like, I think lunch on their lunch break.
Okay.
Yeah, like, busy hour usually at 5 o'clock. Yep. Right after work, just like everybody else.
This is fucking photo shoot. Dude.
Bunch of malarkey.
I don't think so.
Look at that. Look at those handlebars. You're telling me that guy doesn't look like he works out naked? Come on.
Bro, just buy a fucking gym. Like, I don't believe this.
Yeah, just.
I mean, what's
find,
his name?
Just buy a just fucking
find
gym.
A million dollars in your New York City apartment.
Chuck Liddell and his.
Chuck Liddell?
Fiance way back in the day. Yeah.
They bought a zoo.
There were photos of them. Someone like climbed a wall and took photos of them just working out ass naked in Chuck Liddell's gym.
See, that that's pretty sweet.
But at his house. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's Chuck. That's Chuck Liddell.
Yeah, bitch.
So
it's a fucking let him live.
Exactly. You let the Iceman do what
say
the Iceman must
Chuck
do.
Liddell.
Exactly.
Iceman
he just fell off
UFC
a boat.
Oh,
dude, I felt so see that. The guy can't walk.
Dude,
I know. We saw the Super Bowl.
Chuck Liddell. He just fell off a boat.
He had a long career.
No, I'm not making fun of him, but when he fell off the boat, he
long
couldn't
story
swim.
Career.
Guy played UFC on the map, dude.
He did.
Truly. Him and Tito Ortiz.
Mm-hmm. Randall Couture.
GSP.
Fucking Matt. Hughes,
the great colleague.
Matt Hughes was a dog.
Matt Hughes was a dog.
Frank Mir.
Frank Mir.
Remember when
Mir.
Matt Sarah? Sarah. Matt Sarah knocked out GSP.
Yeah, crazy.
That's
crazy.
Oh.
I'll never forget it.
Michael Sarah, man.
Yeah.
He had hands.
He did. He still does. Yeah. Next.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys watch this trailer?
Yes, I did. The whole thing.
I didn't.
I did.
The first trailer for In a Violent Nature, a horror movie shot from the perspective of the killer, is in theaters on May 31st. How was the trailer?
This will be the scariest movie, I think,
really,
that I possibly have
I thought,
ever seen.
Soon as I watched the trailer, I said, oh, Nick's going to fucking love
it. I haven't seen the trailer, but I'm intrigued.
The whole entire...
It's from this angle, pretty much.
Yeah, the whole thing is like from this. And it basically, and you see his face and shit, and it's all... Like, the trailer starts, he's in the woods, and he's like sleeping. And then he wakes up, he's got cuts on his face and shit, and he puts that thing on, that hood on. And then a car drives by, and he just starts walking.
Must kill.
And then he finds the people.
It's a different way to do it, and it's genius. I'm in.
I haven't watched a horror movie in quite some time.
Me either. That's why, you know, maybe this might be the one.
Do you think you get attached to him? Like, you're like, oh, this guy's a good guy?
I think
no,
so.
No. You do not get attached to him. No. This is, believe
well,
me.
Well, you might get his backstory.
Zeke
like,
does
oh,
love finding the... the good in the evil.
He sure. does.
Sure.
You will not feel bad for him.
Who's playing?
Watch the trailer. You hear this scene. You see what it's going to be like.
Hodor.
You'll see.
Who's
you'll
playing the guy?
See.
Hodor.
Giamatti?
No, Hodor.
I think.
Hodor.
What are we talking slasher or are we talking spooky?
Oh, Ryan Barrett's playing him?
Michael Myers.
Slasher.
Yeah, okay.
Can you click
and
on Ryan
Barrett?
Here
are all the nobodies that he kills.
That's who. That's who.
That's the guy.
Oh, they got Rye Barrett.
He's from Guelph, Ontario.
Yeah,
Rye Barrett's a bit of a dog.
I didn't know he was from Guelph, Ontario, Toronto.
Changes a lot.
Wow. Okay, I'm back. Next. Oh, here we go. 7-Eleven is releasing a new hot dog flavored sparkling water.
Is this the grossest thing that's ever come out?
This cannot be real.
I will say I won't have to save my hot dog water anymore. I just get the can at the store.
You're gonna have to try this.
Get the can at the store.
Z, you have to try.
You understand that, right?
What?
You
have to try this for us.
Well, I've been drinking hot dog water for the last 10 years.
I know. Exactly. That's my point.
That's why you have to try this.
There's not gonna be trying. I do it every day.
I know what it tastes like.
Have you had sparkling though?
Yeah, I was gonna say sparkling water.
Yeah, carbonated it.
That might be a little too healthy for me.
I could see Tock just sitting at his house, pounding these, watching TV.
You guys want a big bite? You guys want to? You want me to bring over some big bites? fucking guy.
You guys tried vodka with Big Bite yet? It's fucking delicious.
It's kind of like a hot dog shot.
That is going to be the fucking move, hot dog shots.
Yeah. You got a six-pack of Big Bites sitting in the fridge.
What do you think?
You bring them over.
I am happy 7-Eleven.
Pick up a taco pack. grab a sixer of Big Bites. And we just do it. What do you think?
That fucking night.
Yeah, what do you don't want to watch the Elite Eight?
What do you mean? I got fucking 12 ice-cold Big Bites in my fridge.
Let's go. Holy it's time.
Fuck. Brother, is there any of that handle of Tito's left? Because I just picked up a six-pack of Big
Bites. I got a sixer of Big Bites. You got any whiskey? So.
Hey, pour a little ketchup on mine, please.
I'll do a Bud Light, but you guys got any Big Bites back there? Because I need one of those. I haven't had one in a while. All right, just beer.
You think bars will be carrying this?
Yeah.
Bars. I think fucking churches.
You guys place the holy water.
Yeah. Hey, we got a special request baptism today. We will be christening this child in a big vat of Big Bite.
Instead of still or sparkling, when you go to steakhouse now, they're going to say still or Big Bite.
Yep.
I want Big Bite to be the official drink of all Boston sports.
It might be.
Should be.
Celtics, Bruins, the baseball team.
Yep.
Patriots.
Can't buy anything at the stadium but Big Bite
but
and
Big
booze.
Bite. Yeah. Big. I mean, can we get like a Arnold Palmer, perhaps?
Oh, yeah, that's what's
like
coming.
A Big Bite
big
in
bite
like a puddle.
Big Bite and piss.
There it is. Spice up your Big Bite with a little bit of your own making. Piss.
Someone out there buy an ice cold sixer of Big Bite and let us know how it goes.
Need a video of it.
Yeah.
Zeet.
And cut it with piss.
Yeah. Please. Whoa. Shotgun. Someone shotgun a Big Bite.
Yep. Oh. Yep. Now.
Oh. I would throw up so quickly.
Holy fuck. I am kind of interested in the nutrition facts because let's just say sodium overload.
Yeah,
they don't have nutrition facts on the Big Bite. It just says Big Bite on the back over and over again. That's it. Can I get a big piss? It's the Big Bite with half piss.
I mean, it makes sense. It comes from the House of Miracles because that's what it took to fucking create the Big Bite.
Yeah.
Thank you, Big Bite.
And on the seventh day, God created Big Bite.
That's what they say. Next.
They also don't sell them in sixers or 12 packs. They sell them in sevens or 11s.
Love that.
If that's true. I love that.
Gonna need a
I got a fucking ice cold 11 dog of a Big Bite.
What do you think?
In my fridge.
How do you feel about it?
I'm gonna drink 11 fucking Big Bites tonight when I get off work.
You know what? It was a long day. I'm going to need fucking...
Is that for dogs? Who's drinking that?
I need a cool 22 a bite.
I think the only way you can buy a Big Bite is if you're one of the people that goes into the gas station and for like the $1.18 pays with like 700 coins. Yeah. They won't let you put it on a card. You can't pay for
it. Hold on. I got it here. Hold on.
Sir, you need to buy the Big Bites with at least 75 pennies. So you got them?
If you don't... I believe too. Part of it is that you gotta bite the desk. You gotta bite the 7-Eleven desk in order to qualify to make sure you got a big enough bite for the Big Bite. Also, though, a piece of gum off the floor also gets cool past it.
Dude, you look terrible. What'd you do last night?
Oh, man. You just seen us.
Fucking drank 12 Big Bites.
Ty and I each.
Yeah.
We each had a 12
like crushed a case of Big Bites.
Beat the whole Halo 3 campaign. The entire Halo 3 campaign. We played Army of 2 and each drank 11 Big Bites. Got halfway through. We both passed out.
Wait, is there a liquor in Big Bites?
No. That's the next step.
No, we both just had... No, mini heart attack.
No, I drank 400 ounces of Big Bite last night, you know?
And that's enough to shut it down, it seems like.
All right. Somebody find a Big Bite and drink it next. I think I saw this. This is some guy skating off a building. I'm guessing it doesn't fucking end well.
I believe it doesn't.
Oh, no.
Ooh, shit.
Mitt, were you
all right? You need a big bite? Hey, I got an ice cold big bite up here. Hold on.
They don't show
that part. Yeah, they left that part out.
The worst part is they left it out.
Quick, quick,
get
him a big bite. Can somebody get this man a big bite?
Poured it on the gash on his leg. Started bubbling.
And it closed. It closed immediately. It instantly closed.
Who was filming this, an owl? You're fucked, bro.
Dude.
No. Dude, I got a big bite.
Don't worry, I'm coming. I got one. Oh shit.
Next. Hope that guy's okay. This is Hate 5-6 official.
This is awesome.
This might be music.
Yeah, mute this.
Yeah, best, you do not need
best
to
grade duck.
Oh, fuck.
My fault, duck.
And then, boom, right on the ground.
Just six people. Everyone moves out of the way.
Well, I mean, the security guard didn't expect to eat the stanchion.
What a bump, dude.
Chin right into the fucking... Fuck. Can't see it either. Fucking spilled his entire
Macho
campaign
man
fight.
Macho man flying.
Why do you think he was going to make that? It's like 12 feet.
I think he was planning on hitting his back and then rolling right
into
the
crowd.
Why do you
think? Because he just fucking drank a six for a fucking big bite. That's why.
If he wasn't all bited up, maybe he'd be fucking...
It's a fucking elbow to jump.
He blasts that guy so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Not,
goes
not,
straight
not
the bar.
Expecting anything at all.
No, why would he? His whole face is bleeding.
Oh yeah. Two front teeth missing.
Broken jaw.
Yeah.
Jesus, I didn't expect this guy. What do you have, a big bite?
Rumor has it they did make up over a couple ice cold big bites at the show.
Yep. He said, hey, look, security
brother,
guard.
Sorry.
It's fucking, let's cool it over.
You meet me back in my trailer. I got a fucking, I got a cooler full of big bites.
I got something good for you. Don't worry.
It's going to take all that pain away.
Yep. Holy shit, you found big bites?
Unrelease, my brother.
You're all hanging off it. Fucking.
You got big bites? You got a straw so I can drink it?
Next.
Oh, yeah.
Burning shit right there.
Toilet doesn't use water.
This guy's burning shit.
Uses flames.
Flames, yeah. This is the future. This is Mad Max. This is the first step.
I bet that smells good in there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let's take that hot poop you got from drinking eight big bites and let's fucking... Let's take that liquid 600 degrees hotter.
All those caterpillars, we'll fucking burn those things right now.
Color you think you're pissing this toilet after you drink a fucking six or a big bite?
If you're pissing this toilet after a six or a big bite, that flame's riding up to your dog. Yeah,
you're right.
You can't piss
you're
that right. stuff. 100% that comes right. out as only dumps.
Gasoline.
Yeah.
Cinching the tip of your penis off.
Bingo. It's fucking... Might as well be kerosene.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of taking a dump to a toilet that's plugged into an outlet.
Nah, me neither.
Well,
I do like a roasty toilet seat, though.
Yeah, oh,
you can warm that son of a bitch up.
This will be nice in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's poop ash like? Like, where...
No, it just bubbles, yeah. and it's hot, and it's yeah. like a hot magma.
Liquid magma.
Yeah.
It kind of clears
where does
out
does that go? Just well, disintegrates?
The sky. No, they... Pour a big bite on it to solidify it into a block, and then they
turns into like moon rocks, basically. Yeah. No
there
gravity.
You
can
yeah. probably roast some hot dogs on this thing, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can cook a meal on this.
Oh, it's like that fucking...
Take a dump,
some
fucking
spicy
lift up that
sauce.
Seat.
Yeah.
If you throw a
crack couple eggs on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, throw a tinfoil. Yeah.
If you've got a cast iron skillet, just fucking yeah. throw it right on top of it.
It's basically charcoal.
You did talk about that cooking in here. I would grab that guy who cooks in every bathroom.
He'll
and
do it.
Put his face... In this fucking toilet.
Fun fact, there's a whole bag of Kingsford down
salt,
there.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's assault. I'd take that guy out.
There's Kingsford, and there, I think there's a couple complimentary cans of Big Bite.
Yeah. Right comes with the toilet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next.
Oh, you need volume for this one.
There's a guy who's had a couple Big Bites.
Yeah, this guy actually, that's what he did before. Because if I'm not mistaken, this guy shits his pants.
Yeah.
Horrible fart.
Did I just shit my fucking pants?
That's it. All right.
Sweet shirt.
It is a sweet shirt.
Great shirt.
I don't see a big bite, but I do see a 64-ounce Slurpee down there.
Yeah, that'll do, well, that's
which, you know, if you're buying a Slurpee, you're also walking out of there.
Chasing it with a big bite.
Only way to top it.
Does anyone else think the fart wasn't loud enough to be a shit the pants?
I think the fart's the perfect sound to be a dog.
I was going
to
say, because usually like those super loud farts, the ones that like almost hurt your butthole when they come out.
Those are all air.
Yeah, it's all air. This one was turds and a little bit of air.
Yeah, actually, the more silent, the more dangerous. It's like it's like carbon monoxide.
Should we get Talk up here and try to talk him into shotgun a big bite?
Talk.
Nope. Come here, brother.
I'm here, bro. Gonna need you.
Wow, maybe his best fit ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's strong. Strong fit.
Let me just give him the water.
Connor, you can handle this.
Yeah, have him use pads.
I'm giving it my mic. Okay, Ty, you handle this.
Yep.
So we were kind of just talking, and we figured
you
would be the perfect guy. Would you be willing on some episode of the pod? We'll either have someone send one in, or we'll track it down. Yeah, but I don't know if, you know, location wise. I don't know if we're going to get a test mark.
We'll have one for him.
Will you shotgun an ice cold big bite from 7-Eleven?
Absolutely, and I've actually already had one of these, but not this brand. At my last job, like, this company sent us like a hot dog seltzer, and I tried it. It was disgusting, but yeah, I'll do it.
It was a hot dog seltzer? Is that what you're saying?
Didn't we know we knew?
Hot dog seltzer, that's what you're saying?
Yeah.
It had booze in it?
Yeah, it was like a hot dog. It was a hot dog seltzer.
Hot dog.
I'll try to find the video and send it over.
Please do. But when we find this, you'll come up here and shotgun it.
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. That's all we needed. That a baby.
Z, maybe, boy talk. If we can't get a hold, maybe you whip up one of the home brews.
I can give a home brew. It's like moonshine.
Yeah. You might have a business. You might have a future.
Just sell it to Talk.
Yeah. I can't believe this man's drinking ice cold hot dog seltzer.
It was a hot dog seltzer.
How many hot dogs?
He eats hot dogs. Hot dogs.
That man loves hot dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Almost as much as ice cream.
Big hot dog guy.
Him saying that he's already had one. Didn't even pay
no, part of the century.
Yep.
Oh.
All right. Next, after the guy who pooped his pants,
Connor sent this in.
Yeah, we don't have to. I mean, just. I guess we do kind of have to. Yeah, go ahead.
1 million Koopa versus 1 million Toad. Who will win?
Is there audio on that?
I would assume Toad, right?
I don't think he's beating the Koopa.
No. You gotta watch. Yeah, watch him.
Not getting any audio. What?
That's fine.
Yeah, it's cool. What? The best part is just where they're running at each other. So.
Hell of a battle.
Holy shit. Well, it's a million. It's a million on a million. This is like, you know, when Belagrius tried to take on Achilles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shells do give a bit of an advantage.
I agree. They fucked up. They got to be in their shells in the game.
I'm sure they can be at some point if they feel
Toads
like they're...
Toads are holding the line.
I see a lot of Koopa Troopas squeaking through.
Tacticians.
The best part.
No generals.
Toads are beating their ass.
Best part's coming up here. You just see a bunch of dead toads. Koopa's there. It is. just laying down. Look at the eyes. Bottom right.
Toads are fucking dominating this war. Huh?
How are they killing
they
each
have little
other?
Because
they're just bashing each other's heads against each other.
No, they both have little shanks. You just can't
see. Are they eating the toads?
A lot of that in it.
I'm not sure, but it looks as if the second wave of toads is gonna.
Yeah, they're starting to kind of break the wall.
Yeah, they claw.
Wow.
They claw.
I mean,
it wasn't even close.
Nope.
No, toads have thumbs.
That was extinction.
True.
It was extinction.
It just wiped them out.
Yeah, no.
Well, it makes sense though. Just victory. Toads, you know, like a playable character. Koopas are kind of just pieces of shit.
Yeah, toad has the brain power over.
Yeah.
I really super thought Koopas were going to put
microdosing psychedelics.
Bingo.
Psychedelics?
So you can see, that's what they're calling the Mario universe.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. My apologies. You're right. Next. I don't know what's going on. Oh, yeah, I'm guessing this guy's going to get blasted. Yep.
Dude, just a chest punch. Chest punch of shame.
He's acting boozed up.
Yep.
Yeah, because he immediately stands straight up after.
Yeah, starts laughing.
I mean, if you're not expecting that security guard.
He's already been thrown out. You can tell by his shirt.
You got to do a 300 kick.
Fucking knocked him straight, though.
You got to do a 300 up.
You know?
Yeah, this kid's lucky he didn't get comorbidities.
He did. I mean, that follow-up punch, I would have loved to see, you know, right on the button, but...
Oh. Damn, yeah, I got to see that one on the face,
heart
brother.
Stopper.
Brother, that's next time, aim that higher, brother.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee that kid's not laughing anymore.
Imagine how bad it would suck to be a security guard at spring break.
Oh, God. Not even that. I mean, just like...
In general.
Any day of the week during...
Sure.
In a college town would fucking suck.
Suck.
Kids are assholes.
Yeah. Unless they're drinking Big Bites.
Yeah. Kid had.
Yeah, we need to push Big Bites.
I do find joy in thinking about him waking up the next day and taking that first deep breath and just being like, what the fuck?
Having the biggest bruise on his chest.
Yeah. I thought you were saying his first sip of Big Bite in the morning.
Well, that goes back to the brain.
That's the only thing that's going to make you feel better.
Yeah, that's right.
That bruise goes away.
Yep. Next. Oh, yeah, this guy organized an entire air show. No, but what was the fucking guy's name? Mad Dog. Mad Dog had air superiority.
Connor, have you seen this?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Come on.
Oh, you said it, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm locked in on GTA.
How much time would it have taken?
Hours.
Well, you guys couldn't even beat the final mission, so.
Well, it was self-sabotage.
This would take hours.
Remember when you guys couldn't beat the final mission?
No, we beat that mission.
It was hard to land that plane.
Well, it took you guys how long?
Took a long time.
Long time. It was a very difficult mission. I mean, the 5-0 get on your ass so quick.
Yeah.
Where were you, Tony?
I tried, but you guys wouldn't invite me.
Landing that plane, too. Such a pain in the ass.
Pretty cool air show.
People got time on GTA.
Yeah.
People,
they do.
They're really dedicated.
I know we brought them up earlier. Mad Dog could do this in like 4 seconds.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Easy.
Gentlemen, I have, I got hot snakes, and they're coming now.
Okay. Well, I got news for you. That's the last video anyways.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate y'all very, very much. Sorry it was a day late, obviously, but
you and
all of you. We love you. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.